The Definition of the Veil in Language and Legislation.
What does this fortress mean by the veil? What is the essence of the veil? Does the word contain the uncovering of the face only, or to screen the body alone, or the fullness?
In language, the veil is to curtain vision completely, or to lose sight. This fortress explains the veil, and it does not accept it unless it is used to screen all the beauties of the woman, the container that fills the heart with desire, and contaminates it by the germ of libido, and keeps from the woman only her speech from behind a curtain. God said, O consorts of the Prophet, ye are not like any of the other women. If ye achieved Allah's light, being protected against ill desires, be not too complacent of speech, lest one in whose heart is disease should be moved with desire. The Holy Quran, Fortress 33, Al-Ahzab, the Combined Clans, verse 32. Speech, despite the covering veil and the hindrance in seeing the beautiful face, must be very serious and resolute, and tenderness must never come through it in dialect or fineness of tone or statement, and there must be no extremity in subject. God has ordered women to stay at home, where their valuable productive work lies in bringing up boys and girls and in preparing the future generation to be sound in body and mind. But if they were obliged to go out, they must be refined by following jurisprudence for safeguarding themselves, for the public character, and for the safety of the hearts of all people. God said, And stay in your houses, and make not a dazzling display, like that of the former times of ignorance. The Holy Quran, Fortress 33, Al-Ahzab, the Combined Clans, verse 33. I would like to recite the Honorable Ayah verse from An-Nur Fortress, which describes to us the complete social system which was prescribed for the ideal life on earth. God said, Say to the believing men that they should lower their gaze and guard their modesty. That will make for greater purity for them. And Allah is well acquainted with all that they do. And say to the believing women that they should lower their gaze and guard their modesty. That they should not display their beauty and ornaments, except what most ordinarily appear thereof, that they should draw their veils over their body openings, and not display their beauty, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, or their brothers' sons, or their sisters' sons, or their women, or the slaves whom their right hands possess, or male servants free of physical needs, or small children who have no sense of shame of sex, and that they should not strike their feet in order not to draw attention to their hidden ornaments. And O ye believers, turn ye all together towards Allah in repentance, that you may attain blissful consequences. The Holy Quran, Fortress 24, An-Nur, Light, verse 30 to 31. From these two ayahs, we see the decencies of walking, which the woman considers while she is on the road. The veil, al-khimar, is the screening cover. The word is taken from the root khamara, which means to cover, and the khamar and khamra, wine, because wine covers consciousness and closes thought and covers it. For this reason, the ayah orders us to let down the veil that covers the face as far as the visible neck from the upper opening of the garment and the upper area of the chest. All that is exaggeration for covering beauty, which the verse calls adornment, zina. For beauty is the natural adornment of women and juvenility as well. He who has an expensive dear jewel surely hides it away from the eyes of people and thieves in order not to have it stolen from him. So it is with his heart's precious jewel. He safeguards and preserves it. Thus, woman's value and prestige in Islam appears clearly. The Almighty has described to us the state of the believing women in Paradise, saying, "And with them will be chaste females, restraining their glances, desiring none except their husbands, with wide and beautiful eyes. He lowers her gaze because of shyness, as chaste as the sheltered eggs, pure from impurities, so she is veiled and seen by none except her husband." The Holy Quran, Fortress 37, As-Safat, Those Who Set Ranks, verse 48 to 49. Indeed, if the women of Paradise are veiled from the others, how should the women of this lower life be then? All the woman's charms which Allah the Almighty adorned her with, from the beauties of face, eyes, mouth, teeth, hair, juvenility, youth, and others, have been named in the Holy Quran as adornment. And since unveiling these charms to the ones other than the husband, the father, the brother, the son, or any one of the unmarriageable men listed in the noble verse causes charisma and corruption in land, such as drives to adultery, and stirs up discord between man and his wife, after he has seen the one whose face is more beautiful than his wife's, and who has a better impression or position in his spirit than theirs. Therefore, and for uprooting corruption from the land, maintaining the family and its happiness, and preventing the factors of weakness and looseness from sneaking in, Islam orders the women not to show these beauties to other than the unmarriageable men when the Almighty says, "And not display their beauty except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, or their brothers' sons, or their sisters' sons, or their women." The Almighty has ordered the young woman to walk normally on the road, so that her youth and juvenility, which Allah the Almighty has adorned her with, do not appear, and that they should not strike their feet in order to draw attention to their hidden ornaments. And O ye believers, turn ye all together towards Allah in repentance, that you may attain blissful consequences. The Holy Quran, Fortress 24, An-Nur, Light, verse 31. At the end of this ayah, there is a norm for good conduct in the road for women to follow. God forbids the woman to strike with her feet while walking, lest her body shakes and the signs of her beauty and youth may appear from behind the loose covering garment, and the dropped veil for the shakes of the body will arouse the instinctive desire of men and move the dormant libido. There is a definite clue that the woman's body, in all its charisma, the woman, all in all, is pudendum. As the Arab prophet, communication with Allah and peace are through him, said, "We do not consent of the charisma. The charisma is asleep. Allah's curse, alienation from God, befalls him who awakes it." God also said, "O Prophet, tell thy wives and daughters and the believing women that they should cast their outer garments over their bodies when outdoors, lest they should not be known and not molested. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful." The Holy Quran, Fortress 33, Al-Ahzab, The Combined Clans, verse 59. In this clear evidence, it is shown that the face of the woman is pudendum, and Islamic law does not accept the unveiling of it. If this ayah permitted uncovering the face, they would be known, and we would have violated this explicit ayah. This ayah includes all the believers' women from the top, from the messenger's women, communication with Allah and peace are through him, the purified to all believing women. If the community organizes this problem in a good way that goes on with heavenly jurisprudence, it will be a real advanced community. Thus, all the woman's charms, which Allah the Almighty has adorned her with, and which awaken charisma in men, were gathered, indeed, by Him the Almighty, with one word, when He said, their beauty, and forbids showing it when He said, and not display their beauty, in compliance with the happiness and safety of the community. And if some people, in interpreting this verse, may hold views which are far from the godly purpose, and say that the woman should veil her hair and show nothing but her face, calling such unveiling the legitimate unveiling, in fact, this interpretation is plainly stray, errant, for the face and the eyes may seize, charm the looker's mind, and captivate his heart more than the hair. So it is necessary, such being the case, to veil the face besides the hair. And if they pretend that the ornament is the paint and colouring, which are put on the face to give it red colour and brilliance, they shall also be in error. And the ornament meant in the ayah is not the colouring and paint, because two women may meet. One of them is a beauty of good-looking face, and the godly might has granted her of the shining and red-coloured face, with the redness of freshness and vitality, what makes her in no need of paints and colourings. And the other is an ugly one, who coloured her face with the colourings, and made it brilliant by using paints, the matter which only added to her ugliness and grisliness. We wonder, which one of them will affect the looker's heart when looking at her? Is it the pretty one, whom Allah the Almighty adorned with beauty from him? Or the ugly one, who adorned her face with the paints? And is the ornament what the woman adorns herself with, or what God has adorned her with of the charms? Undoubtedly, the meaning has become obvious and clear, and the words, not display their beauty, means definitely and limitedly what Allah the Almighty has adorned women with of the beauties in face and body, which awaken charisma and are a cause of corruption when unveiled. And any meaning other than this will not ensure the general good, nor will it uproot corruption. And far be it for Allah to give an order in which there is room for objection or motive for corruption. When Allah the Almighty, according to the above-mentioned verse, has not allowed women to show her ornament, except to the believing women, lest the disbelieving one, who has no trustworthiness, may transmit the woman's beauties to the marriageable men, as indicated in the noble verse, or their women. Will it then be permissible to the woman to unveil her face to the marriageable men? Indeed, these meanings are clear, plain, and indisputable. But the non-pondering of people of God's verses made them fall into what they had fallen into of the misunderstanding. And when they were asked, they, in their ignorance, gave a legal opinion. So they went astray and led people away from God's path, while God's messenger, communication with Allah and peace are through him, said, the most thing I fear for my people is the misleading guides. If they unveiled their faces, the noble ayah would not have been stated in such wording, lest they should not be known, because the unveiled faced woman is certainly known by the others. And men in the past put turbans on their heads when going out, and in our time they put a shawl or headband on their heads in some Islamic countries, so that only their faces are shown. Does that mean they are but a little known? So the words, lest they should not be known, does not apply to the woman unveiling her face. This is as clear as the sun, and there is no true saying after the Creator's, the Great and the Almighty. Therefore, we should listen to his saying, not to another one related to the creatures, and dispute is not permitted concerning what is openly stated in the Holy Quran. Besides, women have been veiling their faces in all the Islamic countries, without exception, during the past 13 centuries. And who is more honorable than God's Messenger? Communication with Allah and peace are through him. Would he, communication with Allah and peace are through him, then let the women go out unveiling what is most charming in them, that is, their faces? No doubt, this is one of the devil's steps, for it will be followed by steps in undressing until they become dressed but undressed, inclining to adultery. As it is seen in this time, and until they make him who looks at them inclined to it, adultery. Curse them. Keep yourselves far from them, as they are cursed. Far from Allah, for cursing means alienation from Allah. God says, Allah seeks to make you repent, forgive you. But those who follow their own appetites wish you to be far astray. The Holy Quran, Fortress 4, An-Nisa, Women, verse 27. The veil is the veil. It is like the impenetrable fort. If you make a gap in it, it will fall down and collapse. Similarly, if a hole that is extremely seductive and more charming than any other seduction is made in the veil, when permitting unveiling the face, the community will fall down in the valleys of vice and deterioration. And so long as it keeps going in this perversity, no triumph will be hoped for it at all.